Today is a bad day for Gina. She's curled up on a living room couch with the TV on mute. The petite 46-year-old, who doesn't want her last name used because of the stigma attached to addiction, looks calm and relaxed, but she's exhausted and in pain. It's only been a few weeks since Gina last used heroin, so her mind and body ache from the drug's absence. More than anything, her back is killing her. She can't take anything to numb the pain like she used to.
I first started using probably back in 2003. I had a back surgery and started out as opiates, pain meds.
Gina was prescribed drugs to help her recover. Soon after, her 14-year-old son was diagnosed with cancer. Then her teenage daughter got pregnant. To cover up that pain, she started taking more pills, then eventually turned to the cheaper alternative, heroin.
And I remember thinking, heroin, because if you hear that word, heroin, you think, oh no, you know, that's a bad drug.
But she was instantly hooked.
It was the best, I'd have to say the best high, you know, I've ever had. It's hard, it's difficult. Yeah, I mean, you just get high and you get relaxed and you really honestly forget about everything. Forget every worry problem you have.
She eventually needed more and more of the drug to reach that euphoric high. Over the course of a year, Gina tried to get clean countless times, but would experience the intense body aches, nausea, and diarrhea that accompany heroin withdrawal.
I was doing it just to not go through the withdrawals and the sickness. Because there were so many times I tried quitting, and I'd get 24 hours in and be so sick, you would literally crawl to your car to go get to use so that you weren't sick.
Last fall, Gina went through detox and ended up on Suboxone, a legal painkiller that helps people kick opiate addictions by blocking the drug's effects. It worked for Gina. She quit using heroin and didn't even crave it.
I was doing really, really good. My insurance ran out. 2 weeks after my insurance ran out, and I ran out of the Suboxone, I relapsed.
Heroin was back, taking away Gina's physical pain. But with it came guilt. One day, Gina and her daughter were driving around La Crosse with her granddaughter in the back seat. The cops pulled them over, and Gina was arrested for a DUI and attempted possession of a narcotic. Her daughter wasn't arrested. Gina says it was much worse. Her granddaughter was placed in the foster care system.
And my daughter lost her daughter then. That was the day she lost her, which I have to live with every day of my life that we lost her because of what I did.
While Gina awaits trial, she lives in a group home for female offenders. She says the house is a godsend, and if she won $1 million, she would open as many of these houses as she could. Gina's determined to get heroin out of her life once and for all.
And looking, I know what I'd like to be, where I'd like to be 5 years down the road. I know what I'd like to do, but I can't look at that picture yet. Because it's a struggle making it through every day.
In the meantime, Gina says she has 3 goals. Find a good job, help her daughter get clean, and get her granddaughter out of foster care. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.